Tantalizing Tidbits from the Book of Philippians by Mark D. Vogt. The epistle from the Apostle Paul to the church at Philippi is a very unique letter in that it stands at the threshold of the secret administration that Paul was commissioned to reveal. There were things that God was revealing to Paul that were not part of the Acts administration. God had given Paul a glimpse of the future secret administration and of the incredible truths no one could have ever imagined before. One can almost sense the angst in Paul's voice as he is writing this letter, for he knows that God has great things that have been revealed and other revelation to reveal to him. And our apostle figuratively is dying to have these things shown to him. There are several references to God doing a work and being faithful to accomplish it until the day of Christ. Philippians 1:10-11 and 2:16. That is the day in which Christ will rule from heaven, and the prophecies of Israel will begin to be fulfilled after having been delayed because of this upcoming new administration. Paul expresses the conundrum he is in. He knows that he is on the precipice of this grand revelation, but he must have been weary from all of the sufferings he experienced, and therefore he had this desire for death and resurrection. Paul also was acutely aware of being needed to minister in the churches, Philippians 1:25. Paul's reference in Philippians 1:23 as having a yearning for the solution is because he is pressed out of two things that tore at his heart. One was the need for him to remain with the local churches because of their need of his work and leadership, and secondly, his desire to depart in death in anticipation of his resurrection and to be with Christ. Remember, as King Solomon said in numerous places in the book of Ecclesiastes, the dead know nothing. Their thoughts are lost, and they have no consciousness of time past. A person who died 1,000 years ago has no more realization of the passing of time than the person who died yesterday. The solution that he desires is resurrection, so he can be with Christ Jesus. But the problem is that one has to go through the process of death. We are all dying, but the rubber meets the road when faced with our termination at the end of the death process. This book of transition and the glorious truths that will be revealed can be seen in Paul's attitude about his life and the status he once held. It is impressive, but it is useless and worthless. In Philippians 3, Paul gives an impressive list of things that he once held in high esteem because of his position in the Jewish community, which included his birthright and his previous position as a Pharisee. Paul then goes on to make an astounding declaration which would have been unheard of during his Acts ministry when he was a priest to the nations, Romans 15:16, while still allowing for the superior spiritual position that the Jews still held over the nations. Paul states in Philippians 3:4-15 that those things that were gain to him, he now considers as rubbish, or as the KJV states, dung or manure. Much of Christianity is mired in dung. Their teaching is about the terrestrial Jesus ministry on earth, that is, earthly things, Philippians 3:19. Because of their focus on Christ's earthly ministry, their teaching is concerned with performance and trying to obtain God's favor. Blessings and cursing under the Old Testament law, while being denied openly, is the underlying theme of Christianity. One who teaches the performance of the believer in any capacity is an enemy of the cross of Christ, Philippians 3:18. Paul is agonizing about being conformed to Christ's death and the intense desire to know the heavenly Christ Jesus, not the earthly Jesus Christ. The power of his resurrection and the fellowship of Christ's sufferings and being conformed to his death. Paul then adds something new when he states that, through this experience, he would somehow attain to the resurrection that is out from among the dead, Philippians 3:12. This is the first time that this out-resurrection is mentioned in the scriptures. This is new to Paul and certainly new to the people of God. This resurrection is not part of the resurrections mentioned by Paul in 1 Corinthians 15. This out-resurrection was not a part of prophecy and revealed only in Colossians 3:4, so it was outside of anything made known in the Old Testament or the New Testament. Without explanation, Paul's letter to the believers at Philippi puts it at the doorstep of the entrance to the secret administration and all of the glorious revelations that Father would give to Paul. While Philippians is not part of that secret administration, Paul set the stage for its revelation in Philippians with some tantalizing tidbits not found in his earlier letters. And this in turn should set us up, as it did with Paul, in anticipation for these glorious truths unimaginable just a few years earlier.